Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm host Randy Johnston with my co-host Brian Tankersley. We're here to talk about Lucion's File Center today, which we believe is a fine low-end document management product. So, Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about the Lucion File Center system?
Well, this is a product that was developed, it came out of some people that had worked with another document management system that was sold to a lot of accountants. It seems to be a fairly comprehensive tool. They have integrations with QuickBooks and SharePoint and Google Drive and OneDrive and Dropbox and ScanSnap. They also have some document automation and some portal automation. You know, it really seems like a product where they've thought through what the workflows are for accountants, and they've started to make more of a next generation solution as opposed to the first generation, which was just a file cabinet. Seems like they've gone well beyond that.
Yeah, and we've talked with our listeners before about this, and if you listen to our other document management or document storage DSS systems that in our previous or other podcasts, we've talked about how document management is evolving to include additional features like workflows, but also portal. And we've spent quite a bit of time talking about client experience. So this has an interesting combination of being a good solid DMS with a portal, with the integrations into desktop and shared network scanners. And of course, there's maybe a bit of a bent because of the capture of receipts for client accounting services. But a feature that I admire inside the product is taking PDF files and doing the OCR operation that makes them searchable. And that's kind of a big deal because other competitors have done that for a few years, but you usually don't see that in this level of product or in this price point of product.
Yeah, you know, another thing that they've put in that I think is wonderful is they have their own PDF editor in here. And, you know, some of the other products like Docket have done that, but it's not a very common thing. But that makes it much easier to justify the cost of any document management system, honestly, because you don't have to pay Adobe for Adobe Acrobat anymore. And so I'm very glad to see that rolling through. I also see that they have tools for supporting receipts and expense tracking, automation. Again, automating workflows where, again, you do the searching. And then you have the client portal piece, you know, and that's the piece that I think you've got to look at and see if your firm is really culturally ready for it. Because when we think about changing the way we interface with clients, that doesn't just require staff to change. That requires partners to change. And partners are persnickety folks, and you know, to get them to change sometimes that's kind of tough. So as we're thinking about changing that client experience, this is something where you're probably going to want to have kind of a team approach to it, just so everybody feels like they're on board and they get the thing they want.
Yeah, and that makes sense, and you are correct, because as you look at the various modules, the receipts, the portal, the automate, and so forth, and then the play into other common platforms, the SharePoints, the Google Drives, the OneDrives, and Dropboxes that clients might use, or the ScanSnap scanners that many firms have historically used, and Fujitsu has released their new iX1600, which we think is a better product than the lower-end iX1400, all of a sudden you've got this all-in-one solution possibility at the firm level.
The other thing that I think is critical about this is that post-pandemic, we've got to all realize that we are, even if we're a small, mid-sized firm, we still have to have ways for people to be productive remotely. Because we haven't experienced the last pandemic we'll ever have. It's entirely likely we'll have one at some point in the future. We need to deal with the reality of work. I think I said this in a previous podcast that we moved 10 years forward in implementing electronic work, and remote video meetings in the first 10 months of the pandemic. And I think we've got to acknowledge that. And make sure that if we're looking at document management systems, that we implement something that will take us to where we want to go today, but also where we need to go 5, 7, 10 years in the future, so that we have something that we have a sustainable firm that the next generation wants to use and has ways to grow in.
Yeah, and you are absolutely right. During the pandemic, there were about 5 technology deficiencies. And for many firms, it was their document management. And for many other firms, it was their workflow, just to name 2 of those 5. Now, what I think is interesting about this product is it's very easy to install. They have such confidence, they actually will do a free trial off of their site. So this is one of those DMSs that you can pick up and use right away because it has a cabinet feel to it. So when I think about that simple style, that's a good thing. It also has the probability of being one of the lowest cost products in the market. So that's a key on this. I would say, Brian, I'm speaking a little bit for you on this, but we traditionally like DMS systems that use native file formats and basically live inside the system, as opposed to converting the files to an alternate file type, if you will. As I've already mentioned, this application is compatible with a lot of cloud and Windows apps. So if you have clients using those alternate storage systems, I think that's good. And, we know a lot of the support people from this particular business, they really do a nice job on the support of the product in general. So those might be some key reasons why you'd consider FileCenter. Now, other things that are clearly in play, in fact, maybe it's probably time to just talk pricing. The product comes in multiple levels, standard, pro, and pro plus, $100, $200, $300 respectively. And there is a grid that is on their website that differentiates those levels. But Brian, are there a few things that you might call out which would encourage our users to consider a higher level of the product? Let's face it, we're only really talking $300 for the high end versus $100 for the low.
Yeah, I mean, and what I would suggest to you here is that the low end, I think, is going to be very functional for a sole practitioner. I think when you get to a firm of any size, if you've got 2 practitioners, I think the features in the Pro Plus make a lot of sense, even though you may not use the automated document separation and routing or the automated page cleanup or some of the barcode support or some of the other features that are in the higher end tool. I think that realistically, you want to make sure that you have those tools open to you, because you may put yourself in a box and not implement those immediately. You may not even think about them being there and need them at some point in the future. And I'm thinking 3 to 5 years out. And then at that point, you then have to go upgrade the software, figure out how it works, everything else. This gives you something so that you can do some experimentation and some innovation. And that's one of the things, frankly, that the really successful firms are doing is they're looking at their processes. They're looking at how they can automate them. And they're figuring out how to move the ball forward, you know, 1 yard at a time, 5 yards at a time, as opposed to trying to run the table with the whole thing.
Well, and let's face it, the upper two versions are where OCR is at. I am a huge OCR fan, but I have been for 30 years in document management, and they do have a variety of OCR engines available, but they had Zonal OCR at the Pro Plus level. And, you know, to me, that's a pretty important add at the high end. But back to your earlier point, spot on. You know, if you're licensing Adobe, you know, Teams or standard DC, and you're paying $17 a month, and then you still have to add an electronic markup tool, the TicTie Calculates of the world, or SP Binder, or something like that. You know, you've already paid for this bloody tool. So,
yeah,
hello.
I mean, So if you're looking at some of those competitive products, you have to buy the product. Then by buying TicTie Calculate plus Adobe Acrobat Pro, suddenly now you've spent the same money on Acrobat Pro plus TicTie Calculate or PD Flyer. You spent the same money on that you'd spend on the whole shooting match here. So it's a, you know, again, I think this is one of those solutions for people that are stuck in that Windows file structure methodology, where you did this in 2008, 2009, because you thought you had to go paperless. You jammed a bunch of stuff in a file folder, and now you don't know what you have, and you don't have a good organization. It's not really scaled upward because you don't really have the structure in here. And this gives you more of that structure that you need as your firm matures in its processes.
Yeah. So again, just maybe picking on a few various features, I'm just going to call out the Automate product here for just a moment, because Automate is about the scanning workflow to get the converting, naming, and routing files correct. That's what it's really trying to do for you. This has had a product name change with, I think it was formerly called File Convert, but it basically is converting files to PDF, naming the documents from the content, which is kind of a rules-based intelligence approach. We've only seen that in very few other products. They do use the barcodes when you come into this level, so the information in your document can be, barcodes can be used to separate and name and route the documents automatically. And it also, the Automate allows you to do a bulk operation, so it can look through all of your files and try to convert those as well. So if you're used to doing a manual system historically, the probability is that this will give you some more capabilities. Are there other things in here, Brian, that you might mention?
You know, I like the fact that they already have a watch a folder system, so a kind of a hot folder, and that's great for people to have a ScanSnap or some other kind of scanner where they want to use the front end that comes with the scanner. You know, maybe you decide you want to use, one of the, Capture Perfect or one of the other tools to do the scanning, and then you want that to automatically go into File Center. You could actually have it watch that folder for you. And so go ahead and go in there. They also have, they can also have it monitor network scanners, do scheduled jobs, and again, just do those automatic conversions. So if I think about the number of times I've received paper documents that I needed to convert to Excel or to Word, having the capability of doing that conversion and then having it happen in the background without me having to think about, oh, I've got to open up Able to Extract, or I've got to open it in Acrobat and then save it into the application. Just having a consistent methodology, I think, is really helpful here.
Okay. Now, one thing we may not have given the right impression on in our earlier conversations, these separate modules are separate charge items. Like the main product, there are grids that explain the features, but File Center's Automate comes in three versions, Standard, Pro, and Plus, $300, $1,000, $2,500 as well. So just recognize that, you know, we may have some additional modules or various products that we might want to buy. The same type of thing, you know, would happen with the portal. So the portal product itself basically is charged by user, by storage space, but with unlimited guests. So it's currently priced at $150 a year. So I realize that we may have made an impression that some of those, all of these features were included in the base product. And then last but not least, the receipt product, which does the expense tracking and interfaces into QuickBooks versions as well, is a separate priced product. Again, standard and pro, $100, $200.
And I think you've got to pay very careful attention when you're looking at the pricing on this, when you're trying to figure out what it's going to be, that some of the products like File Center Automate are licensed on a per computer basis. So the concept there is might be that you're going to have a server that runs File Center Automate Plus. And so that's going to be one $2,500 computer. And then that's that. And so we, you know, I don't want you to get psyched out by that additional pricing, but I also want you to know that it's there because this is some pretty advanced functionality. You know, you can get this stuff off of the individual workstation computers and push it onto the server, where it can get handled, you know, in a systematic and orderly manner.
Yeah. And so the big picture here is this is a good system for a small firm. You probably will have fewer people that need the advanced functionality. Maybe it's the firm admin or a receptionist that does a lot of that, or maybe a few people. So, well, Brian, I know we have so much more we could talk about on this product. It's a good little product that is very stable, very easy to deploy. Any final parting thoughts on Lucian's File Center?
You know, we've known some of the people at Lucian for over 10 years, probably closer to 20 years. And, you know, they're good folks, and they do what they say they're going to do. So I think they will do a good job. And I think it fits very well for folks that need to get that next, that first real document management system, or they need to switch away from some kind of homegrown system. I think this is a great initial transition for a small firm.
Very good. Well, we appreciate your time with us on the Technology Lab. We look forward to seeing you in another future session. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.